Live. You're listening to Live with Men, the podcast.
This is Men, the podcast. Karibu tena kwenye another session, another episode, another part ya sisi kwa na conversations. Na wanaume kuhusiana mambo ya kiume, tukifocus zaidi kwenye swala zima la afya ya akili au kwenye concept zima ya mental health. Usually, tunakuwa na Nadia, lakini, you know, things happen sometimes. Tunasema kwa sababu zilizo nje ya uwezo wetu. This time, Nadia, ameshindwa kutujoin. But for you, ambao unaangalia leo for the first time, au unatusikiza leo for the first time, Nadia is our own resident psychologist. Na unaweza kumpata kupitia @mindmatters TZ on Twitter na @mindmatters TZ on Instagram. There's a link kwenye bio ambao moja kwa moja itakupeleka kwenye website yake. Alafu ukifika pale, now you can find ways na namna ambavyo unaweza ukawasiliana naye. Tunasema profession yake ni muhimu kwa sababu tunahitaji sana msaada kuhusiana na swala zima la mental health. Na eventually we need watu ambao wamesomea ya mambo ambao wanaweza kutusaidia sisi kufahamu a lot of things about usually what we farm. So yeah, shout out to Nadia for being one of the best at what she does. Na ukitaka kuwasiliana naye, please go ahead and do that, and then you know you find ways za kuweza kuweka appointment ili mambo mengine yaweze kuendelea. Sisi ni @men the podcast on Twitter na @men the podcast on Instagram. Vile kwenye bio yetu itakupa link ambayo it will take you same yoyote unayotusikiliza. Be it YouTube where you're watching us, be it Spotify, Apple Podcast, Boomplay, Google Pod, you know, na pretty much same yote ambayo unaweza ukatumia kusikiliza podcast yako. Kumbuka, it's all about mental health. December is here, Leslie. How are you?
I'm good. Wanasema December, unaingia kwa nyumba kuchange.
Unaingia kwa nyumba. December ni ule muda unasema unaweza kupotea kama Yesu.
Ndio.
For 3 days. And then you're back, unachange, unapotea tena.
Unaenda kunua mkate.
Unarudi baada ya siku tatu. Unaishia Dodoma.
Nakuuliza ulifanya nini? Wewe kitu kama Yesu umeenda kutengeneza.
Nimeenda kutengeneza. Oh man. So yeah, so the guy you have on our side, his name is Leslie. Leslie is my guy, man. Me and Les, we've had a lot of conversations. We've had a lot of conversation. Some they've actually made it to the podcast. I think this will be the third episode we're doing together, right?
Yeah, from 2019.
Yeah, from 2019.
Yeah.
So we did an episode na Leslie ambayo ilikuwa inazungumzia what was it? What makes a man?
What makes a man? Yes.
Yeah, we did that.
Then
we did one with you and Gilson, which was about men do communicate. They just communicate differently.
Yeah,
2021. That was 2021. So we have this thing where we do after every 2 years because this is 2023.
Oh wow! Yeah.
How are you, my guy?
I'm good.
Yeah.
That's the sweating, the nini. My body is fighting something. I don't know what
it is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I prepare for December. I natoa toxins.
Yeah, we natoa toxins. In December now we go.
Twingize mpya. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Leslie, asante sana kwa kuweza kufika na asante sana kwa kuweza kutumia muda wako kuja kuzungumza na sisi. The conversation that I would like for us to have today, it is actually imetokana na the conversation that me and you had.
Yeah.
Right? Kwanza kabisa kabla sijafika huko, guys, for those who were watching, Leslie was one of those guys who was always pushing me like, Michael, come on, you gotta do videos. You cannot be sitting here just doing audios. At some point, you gotta do videos, Michael. You gotta do videos. So here we are, Leslie. Here we are. 4 years later.
Four years later.
Yeah, so you should be proud of us.
By then, the first time I saw your episode on YouTube,
yeah,
I was like, man, I love the quality was so nice. I was like, even us, we don't start there.
See, this is why sometimes you gotta take your time.
Okay.
I know, but you gotta take your time to make things happen.
Yeah. But you see, when you did the, when why I was actually telling you to shift to video, was because I noticed my consumption of podcasts has actually changed. My how I consume podcasts has changed. I discovered I consume a lot of podcasts when I'm working and vlogs, so it's background noise. And I also noticed I consume a lot of it when I'm driving. That's what I was like, when you get into YouTube, it becomes very easy because it's very instinctive.
Yeah.
So what happens is YouTube will constantly remind me when there's a new episode.
Mm.
Whenever they liachia, but these other whatevers, they really don't, unless you put a notification, they really don't give you that.
Mm.
That's why I was telling you to move to YouTube. And yeah, you see, right now, yeah, I get to have the freedom to sample your so it also gives people a very wide range of sampling.
Yeah.
Your podcast. So you find you get to a certain target audience you originally would probably wouldn't.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of, oh, so you've been doing this podcast. Oh, there's actually this podcast. Yeah. And I'm like, oh wow, okay. Oh wow. So thank you for the push, Leslie. We just hope Komba will keep getting better and better and better as we go.
Definitely.
Yeah. So now back to the topic about Nazungumzia leo.
Yeah.
One of the things above all I 100% know about you, Nikwamba, you are very passionate kuhusiana swazi ya mental health. You're very passionate about it. I know you've invested on your own mental health. Now because there's a background story for you kuweza kufika hapo ulipofika. So this is why I love having these talks with you, kwa sababu unakuwa na perspective ambayo for me it always siku zote inaniachia na vitu vya kwenda kufikiria zaidi.
Yeah.
Na vitu vya kuweza kuwa na okay, Michael, definitely na wewe vile vile still a work on progress, na kuna vitu ambavyo na wewe as an individual you need to be able to work on. However, we were having I don't know what happened, but you gave me a call.
Yeah.
And then you told me kwamba you met with Ruben Dege.
Yeah.
Right, shout out to Ruben Dege and Chakari, my guy. You met with Ruben Dege and you guys started to have a conversation about healed man, as in mwanaume ambaye ameheal. Hapa tukizungumzia mwanaume ambaye ameheal, hatuzungumzii mwanaume kwa sababu alikuwa anaumwa ugonjwa fulani.
Yeah.
Lakini tunazungumzia mwanaume ambaye amepitia struggle ya kujitambua na amepitia the process ambayo ilikuwa inamrequire yeye kuweza kujitambua mpaka kufikia ile point ya kuwa ultimately comfortable.
Yeah.
With who he is as a man, right? So before I get to my next set of questions, I mean, my first question would be, what triggered that conversation between you two, and why did you feel like, you know what, Michael, maybe this is something we can actually tuweza kukiongea kwa urefu, but it really, really got me to think as when man kasema, let's talk about this. But what triggered that conversation between you and Ruben mpaka leo we're having it here?
Actually, what happened was we were doing there's a podcast he knows he's supposed to start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to delve so much into it.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking, and then you see, half of the best conversations happen behind the camera.
Always.
So behind the camera, we start having a conversation, and I come to realize he tells me about his dad. He gave me a perspective of his dad that really shocked how I looked at my dad.
Mm.
At the older generation, he told me, Leslie, our fathers were raised by very angry men. Our grandfathers in their own land walikuwa wanavaa kitambulisho for them to walk. They used to walk with a kitambulisho.
There's more to wear kitambulisho
in their own country. There was a curfew. Mm. They can't go past 7 p.m.
Mm.
You can't be. For you to travel from one point to the other, you need to get sijui kibali.
Mm.
That man will actually require you to give him respect in the house. And that's why our fathers were raised by very angry men. Our fathers didn't know how to raise us any differently. And actually, when you go and look at it, it's not research. But go and look at a lot of men, and go and look at a lot of divorces. They happen when people, this guy's in their 40s, like mid-40s. The guys who are raised firsthand by these kind of parents, right? Because you are the first person who's been raised in the city with a change of, there's such a clash in terms of vile ambavyo unakuwa raised.
Mm-hmm.
Your father was raised by a guy who shouted at him, beat him, and he could not say anything. And now we're in this new dispensation. Right? So we, the person who was raised in their 40s by their father who was ultimate, the mother came from work and cooked. You expect that person to get married to someone and expect that person to, no, they will demand for food.
Yeah.
Because that's what they know.
Yeah.
Because men, we learn from sin.
And we are product of our environment.
I told you the first time I got into a car, I drove. Because I used to see my dad driving. It wasn't perfect, but I knew a clutch, what a clutch does, what an accelerator does. And that's actually what brought about the conversation. And we were like, we have deliberately decided to do it differently as men. And so from my end, I wanted to ask him, my conversation with him was, how difficult is that? Because you see, sometimes when you're going through these things, no one ever thinks. We normally think about quick fixes. By next year, takuwa nimepona. Mwenzangu mtamtambua. But no, you come and discover it's such a process.
It is.
Such a long process, and it's a process full of failures.
Yeah.
And so me asking him, I was just asking from a point of a bigger brother, a big brother, boss, how does this work?
What you said, I was having a conversation around the same context in terms of parenting and being deliberate about how we raise our kids, right? I grew up in a house and my dad never used to shout. Never. Like, I remember, mimi mzee amenichapa mara mwisho, I think niko darasa la pili. And I remember vividly. After that, my dad never shouted. It was more like, come on, Joe, sit down. Umefanya hivi na hivi na hivi, I'm disappointed. If how to improve, kutakuwa kuna consequences, and it's gonna be on you. You know, so so I was raised by such kind of person, all of us at home, right? But now, you don't expect me, kuwa parent, ameneza kuwa natandika watoto.
You're never beaten.
I, of course, mama ni kesi nyingine yote tadi now African mothers.
No, as a man. As a man, that is lakini, not something you've
lakini
seen.
Context yetu sisi ni...
Men don't beat kids.
Yeah. Any context yetu sisi ni hiyo.
Conversations work.
Yeah. So right now, nimekuwa katika nyumba. Right now, I have two girls and I'm like, so la kuchapana chapana for me, it just doesn't make sense. I'm like, okay. Of course, sasa challenge na kwa pona pukutana na other, you have conversations na wazazi wa zamani. They're like, no, you guys mna spoil watoto wenu wa squeezy. Lazima mwe wakali kidogo na nini. Me, I'm like, I think times may change kweli kweli. Like, in Vivian, only kwenye ile perspective ya how I was raised. Which is like, kama siku tandiko. And I think I turned out all right.
Yeah.
Then chances are probably it is your solution. And then you talked about kitu kimoja umeongea kuhusiana kurudi nyumbani na based on wazazi walivyolelewa. I was watching this documentary and it of course ni Marekani. And this a very old lady alikuwa anazungumzia kuhusiana wanaume na respect. Akawa anasema kwamba mume wake used to work in a factory.
Yeah.
Right? It's a tough job. Alafu alikuwa anafanya kazi kipindi ambacho racism was all time high. Right? So yule mume wake akiwa kazini, they make him feel like he is nothing. The only time he would feel good as a man. Now the only time ambapo tajiona kama mimi ni mwanaume ambaye nastahili heshima ni anaporudi nyumbani. But now that's the environment and it's like I control. So that woman and said, man, the only reason she made sure there was a hot plate, ya chakula, for the husband. Now he would always eat first. And kwana jua, this is the only part ambao itamfanya mwanaume one kwamba he's respected, he's needed, and he's a man. Based on that context.
My dad told me once, I'm only in the city because of you. I was raised in the village and I loved it. In the village I will eat. I will not sleep hungry. I have land.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to tell me that man comes into the house. He's just from hustling. All he wants from us is respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because if it was up to him, he would have been in the village. Soft life. Your soft life still has been going in Magari.
Yeah, soft life still has been Magari. So now I want to talk about which is us moving out deep into this conversation is who is a healed man, Leslie, for you?
First of all, there's no healed man.
Mm-hmm.
there's a healing man.
Wow. Talk to me.
I'll tell you why. Why there's no healed man. Yeah? We assume that healing is an end. There's no end to healing. So let's start this conversation from a point of... I tell guys, we stand on skeletons. Mike, whatever you are today, let no one ever lie to you that you are there because of what you've done. Because you read hard. Because hakuna kitu Mike ushaifanya for you to be where you are. There's very little you did for you to be where you are today in life. I'll tell you why. I'll give you an example. If your grandfather probably was working in a cotton factory, decided kumtukana to kill the supervisor, he would have been in jail. Mm-hmm. Your father would have lived probably a very difficult life.
Yani tayari chain yote kuja huku chini na badilika.
Spoiled.
Yeah.
Changed.
Mm-hmm.
Your father probably would have never left the village,
mm-hmm.
would have never gone to school. There's an assumption that we have that we are self, hakuna self-made.
You don't think so?
No.
You think kila kitu kiko predestined?
I'm not talking about predestined. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about there's something someone did. We stand on skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone did. Do you know why the Middle East has oil? My assumption, I don't know. I know mm-hmm. oil comes from fossils.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is a desert. That place is a desert. Imagine the amount of deaths that happened there.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah? Imagine the amount of deaths that happened there. For them to get that, for those fossils, for those bones too. That's what I don't know if that is true. I'm not a geologist, but I would think so, right? So let's go back. You stand on skeletons as a person. Someone somewhere did something. That is including your success and your traumas. Some of the things we call... Do you know traumas, they embedded themselves in your genetics? Do you know traumas can be passed down, yeah? Good, so
yeah, traumas start. Can be passed down.
Yes,
yeah.
They embed themselves in your genetics,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, go and check. You find you are the way you are because your mom did something, both positive and negative. Yeah? So look at it kama ile inatangaje kuna hizi balls inatangaje pinball, you know pinball.
Pinball, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. The way the ball inashuka alafu ile kigonga obstacles.
Mm.
So these things are obstacles that guide you towards getting. You probably if you just fell straight you'll have fallen into a certain hole. Yeah? Or a certain place, a certain color. But because of your deflection you've landed into a certain place. Yeah? But it is your work to get yourself out of that place into the place you want to be. And that's a process. Because no matter how much, look at colors. A color is RGB. Red, green, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much you have blue, for example, the one that is very obvious for me is when you mix red and blue, you get green.
Mm-hmm.
No, when you mix yellow and blue, you get green. Yeah, yellow and blue, you get green. Yeah? So, no matter how much... Wait, RGB. Is it red and blue? Red and blue, I think you get orange. One of those colors. No matter how much you want to walk away. For example, you say if we mixed red and blue and got green. No matter how much you have green, you still have the red. You still have the yellow and the blue that was used to make the green. Right? No matter how much you want to walk away from that. So there is no healed man. There's a healing man because you are constantly walking away from that person that you are.
Mm.
Because that thing is embedded in you.
So are you saying, if I'm getting you correctly, now probably not preempting, feel free to pull me back here.
Yeah.
Do you think the whole concept, healed man or healing man, okay, the whole concept of saying a healed man is literally taking you away from who you really are.
So there are three things, Mike, mm-hmm. about you. There's who you are.
Mimi kama mimi.
We kama wewe.
Mm-hmm.
And who you are is the person you go to bed with. Yeah? Mm-hmm. I'll give you three concepts. three thoughts. This is who you are. That is a person you get into the car with and you're silent. But why do we want to play the radio all the time when we're in the car? Sometimes, why do we fear silence? Because who you are will tell you the truth. Deep down you know you don't feel sufficient, you don't feel enough. You know you are lazy, you know you're a procrastinator, you know you're all these things. Yeah? Then there is who people say you are. And there's who you think you are. So who you think you are is an average of what people say you are and who you really are. Should I repeat that?
It's the hybrid.
It's a hybrid. You've taken a few from who you are. I'm a procrastinator. And people say, Michael delivers these jobs very fast. But the reason why you deliver them fast is because you're a procrastinator. So you think you're very good at doing things last minute.
Oh yeah, growing up.
Probably you're not.
Yeah.
It's just that that's an average of the two things that you are. The truth is you're a procrastinator. You need to work on that. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing per se.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's what people say you are.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us, we've spent our 20s drunk. A lot of people have spent their 20s drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Every weekend, ukimuliza, ask these guys, I hope they're not in their 20s. If they are.
He's talking about the crew, guys. Yes, the crew behind you. Yeah.
Every weekend, someone is drunk. Yeah. When do you get the time to know about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
When do you ever get the time to know about yourself? While you've spent the whole, you are either at work.
Leslie, kitu ambacho I've discovered, and kitu ambacho ningependa tukiongelea in relation to what you're saying is,
yeah,
thoughts are very scary.
Yes, they are.
Thoughts are very scary.
Yeah.
Na thoughts about you.
Yes.
Waga nasema kwamba hamna kitu kibaya kama kujiambia wewe mwenyewe kwamba Michael wewe ni mvivu na unajua ni mvivu. No matter watu wanakuonaje, ukweli ni kwamba Michael wewe ni mvivu. Ukweli ni kwamba Michael you don't have discipline. Ukweli ni kwamba Michael maybe you cannot be trusted. Yani, this is the truth. All this other thing watu wanakaa na kusifia sifia, they do not know you, but wewe unajijua.
Ndo maana you find such people will constantly be around other people so that these people tell them that.
Yeah. Affirmation.
It takes a is a problem for them to stay by themselves. Yeah? So you end up being told. Remember, these things you tell yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing we've been told that is very negative, and that's why I've told you, mm-hmm, where you are, healing, healed and healing.
Mm-hmm.
Healing is a process and you get yourself there. Sometimes it's called reparenting. Mm-hmm. Another word is reparenting. You reparent yourself. And I'll give you a very simple example. Growing up, mimi nilikuwa naambiwa mtoto mbaya na kierere sana. And that got into my head, mimi ni kierere. Mimi ni mwaribifu. Yeah, this handkerchief, I've had it for 5 years.
Mm.
So mimi mtoto mwaribifu aje?
The same handkerchief.
5 years. How am I mwaribifu and I've had it for 5 years? Right? I came to realize something later after I did therapy last year. That the second bout of therapy for me, I had 2 bouts of therapy. The first one was I just didn't understand things. I was a hurting man and I just didn't understand a lot of things. I wanted to understand them. Mm-hmm. The second one was for me. It was fun. Yeah. It was a lot more of digging so deep into why do I do things the way I do them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, we came to uncover, to discover the fact that, see, mi si kwa kierere. I just digest information so fast.
Mm.
As a child, I had that. That's a gift I have. I can digest data so fast. Like Mike Nezakachi ni even yangalia, ni kuambia, I don't know. But the way I digest information and I have a photographic memory. I have memories of 2 years.
Yeah.
I have memories of 2 years. I remember I reminded my dad, my mom wants something, my grandmom. And she told me, do you know you are 1 point something years? Two, you're turning two. I actually had come for you for your second birthday. Whatever you're telling me, I had come for a conference, then I came to see you for your second birthday. We know the same total. But my parents didn't know better. Now is when I've come to realize I move on so fast from things because I figured them out, I move on. I see things from very far. I can tell you, for example, this is going to crumble. We were having a conversation about 2024 with you before the cameras.
Yeah.
No one has seen it that way.
Yeah.
But Mike, we will have a conversation with you next year, mid next year, about the same thing. That's how I'm able to digest information and data. And I just need a small thing. But you see that child from the beginning, how does it manifest when you're young?
Mm-hmm.
It manifests with you opening the TV. Curiosity.
Yeah.
It manifests with you opening the radio. Mimi nilifungua TV, nikafungua radio. And if my father knew...
Wakata kuifunga kukuta vifaa vimezidi. Kumba, ulifo vifungua, wakata kurudisha
kumbaya vifunga kila. Tulichwanisha hivi, siku jua kuna clips. Nimepasua zile clips, my friend. Only for me to come and learn now. Do you know what I would have done?
Mm.
My parents would have done. Wangeenda kwa fundi TV huko, wachukue TV, meharibika, waniambie. Yeah. Chukua, pasua, pasua.
Yeah.
Ningejua what a capacitor is.
Yeah.
Ningejua what a diode is.
Yeah.
I would have been a totally different child.
So now this is the challenge that we're not turning now as parents now. Because I feel like, moja, I agree with you, kwamba sometimes we tend to be too hard on kids. Acha, unakierele, utakuwa na kiburi sana, mtoto mjeuri.
Yeah.
We say these things, and that what happens, kwanza they stick.
Yeah.
They really, really do.
They do.
They do. Na pili, because they stick, watoto, they end up thinking kwamba that is what they are. Right? Now, ukijumlisha sana context ya Kiafrika ambayo ina involve kuwa mkali, baba utakikuwa fun. You cannot be a cool daddy. And wezi kuwa baba ambaye unachekacheka na watoto na nini, baba lazima mkali. For me, inaonyesha ni namna gani sisi kama wanaume tunahitaji, umesema huwezi kusema kupona au umepona, but I would say this inaonyesha ni namna gani kama wanaume tunahitaji at least kuwa na conversation kuhusiana na kupona. You talked a little bit of us kuogopa kuwa wenyewe. In all honest, nilikuwa naambia watu kwamba yani, a lot of the time I feel like men sacrifice a lot.
True.
We sacrifice a lot for
but the. But do you know where you learn your sacrifice as a man?
Conditioning?
Your mother. Yes. It's your mother who teaches you sacrifice. Go check. It's not your dad. Our dads are never there. We're never there. That's why, Mike, you don't know how to raise your children. Because you saw your dad as an authority figure. So your relationship with your kids is based on authority.
Mm.
It's not based on social.
Mm.
Yeah? A lot of us. Mm-hmm. Me, I don't remember. Like right now, the one parent I miss is my dad. Because I'm a man now. Now me and him can talk. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We learn sacrifice from our mothers. Because we see our mothers wakiteseka from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us saw our mothers suffering, struggling. That's why, by the way, Vikoba. That's why they only work.
They do. Bro, nikikwambia mimi na washikaji zangu wanne, tulikuwa tunataka kuanzisha Kikoba, it's been a year and a half now.
Bado mnaongea huko, tuanze.
It's been a year and a half. Lakini my wife and her friends wana vikoba vya huko. Things are moving
by December, no. December watu wanafurahia because
nishashona sare yangu ya kitenge mimi. Nishashona sare ya kitenge.
Saizi mimi niko hapa tu nabembeleza tu mtu. Mpaka asubuhi naambia good morning tomorrow.
Kama unajua vikoba vinavujwa. But you're right in terms of and we did the whole discussion around. I did the whole podcast about it. In the sense kwamba why we don't do it, of course it came down to that, the needs, sacrifices mazongea. And I think you're onto something of sema kwamba that is where we learn our sacrifices.
We learn our sacrifice from our mothers. Our mothers sacrifice themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our mothers sacrifice themselves for, and that's what you find when we are older, we incline more towards our moms and not our dads. And that's why our dads die. Immediately they retire. Wakienda kijijini, they die. Because they're not important anymore.
Mm.
I'm sorry to use that. Such a harsh word.
It is the truth. It is the truth.
because they don't have any importance. Kule kijijini, charo ni charo, boss. Yani, as I say, used to be the boss of departments. Right? Right now, yeye ni boss wa huyu charo, huyu mmoja hapa ambaye anavanga gambuti asubuhi, akaenda shambani. Your father does not know, our fathers don't know that life. Don't know life without authority. But it's because they did not take the time. They didn't know how. Remember their fathers, authoritative. So it's authority, your father doesn't know how. And again, we correct what we lacked. So half of us are raising our children based on what we lacked.
Mm.
That's what you give children. My dad used to tell me, I used to eat food that did not have mafuta and shoes. So for my dad, it was very important we have food that has good food. Mimi mtoto wangu hajui maisha without... my child will not know. I don't have a child yet. Mm-hmm. But my child will not know life without... chakula yambayo na mafuta. Unajua yani, my child will... good food, shoes. But probably my child will grow up not knowing... some things, I don't know. Mm. Is it flying on rockets?
Mm.
Na pia yeye mtoto wake atasema, you know, when you grew up, rockets were very expensive. But right now, rockets are cheap. Now,
It's true.
So we miss that. When I say we stand on skeletons, is this. Everything we do is relative to something. What we do is we never look at the relative. You see, you tell yourself who you are. When you go to bed, who are you? When you're by yourself, who are you? Yeah? It's who you think you are. It's an average of who you are versus who what people say you are. Yeah? And who you are is as well the things your parents have told you. Mm-hmm. Because, by the way, have you ever noticed your conscience is your mother? Go check. Whenever you say yourself this is wrong, you usually use your mother's voice.
Mm.
Go check. Start observing it. Me, my conscience is my mom. Our conscience are mostly, I'm the primary parent.
Mm.
Okay, let me just be fair to the fathers. The primary parent. That is normally our conscience. Right? That is the voice we use in our conscience, is the primary parent.
Mm.
Yeah? Because they said it over and over and over and over and over. So some of these things about you is when mwaribifu. The best thing is I never had that for my mom. Yeah, it was everyone else but my mom.
But your mom, yeah.
Even my career, it's because of my mom. My mom decided, this guy can draw. He has passion with design. Took me to design school. Everyone else wanted me to do accounting. So that I have a future. Mm-hmm. Unajua, the person I am today, I'll really attribute that to my mom. Because she saw it. She saw yoku aribu, yoku, and channeled it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that one takes us to the point where... thoughts are very important.
They are. Now, one of the things we bring me back to what I was saying earlier. Yeah. As men, we sacrifice a lot. Now, because we sacrifice a lot, we tend to we put everybody else first, but us.
Yes.
We put everybody else first.
Who have you learned that from?
Manake. Don't do this to me.
Your mom.
Don't turn this into a therapy session about me. No, we are not doing that today, Leslie. No. But context is you put your wife first, you put your kids first.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You put your mom first, na ninda vitu kama hivyo. So by the time now the kids are gone, wameshakuwa, wameenda kuwa independent. You were there with your wife. Unakaribia muda ku retire. Unagundua, why did I do all these things for? What about me?
Yes.
What about me?
Yes.
At what point na mimi nilijiangalia? Now, the sad part, a lot of men, we enjoy having a drink or two. A lot of us. We're going to be able to come back. A lot of time our partners think that is one thing that makes us happy. Kunywa. Are you guys drinking? You must be happy. I'm like, no. Probably not. Probably I do not know kitu gani ambacho kinanipa mimi furaha. Probably ni playing golf. Probably is playing soccer. Probably is video games. Probably is what? Like we do, a lot of men, we do not know vitu ambavyo vinatupa sisi furaha. We tend to think kwamba kitu kinachotupa furaha ni kuona wake zetu na watoto zetu wakisucceed.
Yeah.
And that comes to kana nini swala sacrifice. Umerudi, another thing you talked about is spending time alone. I think kwamba a lot of us, we do not know what to do when we spend time alone. Ndio maana mimi mwenyewe when I go to work, if I'm not listening to radio, I'm playing some Jay-Z music. I never drive to work on silent. Because probably I don't like the thoughts. Honestly, I don't like the thoughts about those that can get kichwani kwao. Maybe I'm not emotionally mature enough ya kuweza kuziprocess na kuweza kujifanya nijigundue zaidi kwamba maiko iko vipi. Lakini pili, there's a whole other thing of them telling me things about me that I do not like to hear.
It's true. If you've observed, yeah? 90% of the time, as they say, we are a product of who we tell ourselves or who we go and check. As you were talking about men, and you said men don't know themselves. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we like. Because we have constantly been defined. I found myself last year and this year for me was that. Was who is Leslie? Not relative to anyone. Because right now, they'll call you Baba someone, Mume was someone. Most of us get our definition from something, relative to something. But who are you as an individual? So when you ask someone, who are you as an individual, they'll tell you, I'm a good father, they'll say probably I'm a good husband. Mm-hmm. And religion has also come in for us to say, I pray every day. I go to church.
I'm a God-fearing man.
But the same Bible has said it's not by works that you've been saved, but through grace. Not that you may boast. Yeah? So it's not about the works. Yeah? So again, let's go back to that element of men. Right? That element of men. Of men not really knowing themselves. Also women go through the same. Right? Not knowing themselves. I also highly think it's a generational thing. Our generation has been able to get it out and speak about it. Yeah? I think also our mothers were going through it. An example is my dad at the age of 35. At my age, my dad had the last born. My dad's last born was 5 years. Mimi sina hata mmoja. So when I raise my child, I'll raise my child very differently. Because there's also that emotional maturity that I have invested in, right? So, when you look at, when we have this conversation sometimes, we make mental health to look like a very big thing. But one thing we forget about mental health is, and working on ourselves, is we come from somewhere. Half of the things you do, Mike, you didn't decide to do them. You don't even know why you do them. An example, I was hearing, who was it? Was it Trevor Noah? Who was saying, you cannot choose to not believe what you believe. But what do you believe? You believe things you've been told for a long time, for many years. Yeah? An example, if I tell you, Jesus Christ. Right now, there's that photo that is everywhere of Jesus Christ as a white man.
Yeah.
And we all know. When they talk about Jesus, we know he looked more from the more of a Middle East man than a white man, right? However, that is a photo we have because someone has told you that ile movie ya Yesu.
Indoctrination.
Someone has told you that over and over and over and over and over, and so that's what you believe. Even when you look at God, we've been taught God as a to fear God, and not to really respect him, to fear him. Have you ever asked yourself, someone said this, go and look at atheist nations. Nations that are atheist are rich. Nations that are highly religious and Christians.
Apollo.
Yes, why?
Why, Leslie, why?
No, that's a very good question to ask ourselves. Why, and yet, religion, because we are very superficial. My religiosity is about other people seeing. It's not about inside me.
I think one of the things about in relation to what you said, especially the last part, is a lot of time, I think most of us are people pleasers.
Yes.
Most of us are people pleasers.
Yes.
Now, tunajali sana what others think of us.
Yeah.
To the extent, come, we go above and beyond to try to prove to others, come,
yes,
I am exactly what you think I am.
What are you looking for? The dopamine that comes from you being praised. Mike is a certain kind of person, but not really taking the time to discover who is Mike. And when you talk about a healing man, a healing woman, a healing person, is deciding to go through that pain and unearthing that pain. Yeah? Icho kidonda. Kukitoa. Wanasemanga toilet, yeah. Toileting or something.
Yeah.
Kutoa ile usa. Kutoa kwa ile jipu. Yeah? Kukifungua. Cleaning it. And knowing there's gonna be a scar. And that's why I'm saying there's no healed man. There's a healing man. Because there's always a scar.
Okay.
And that scar will remind you.
Mm-hmm.
An example is, I've been raised as a middle child. Sorry, my whole life.
Yeah.
There's sometimes I do things and I'm like, clearly this is just a middle child. I'm aware of him. I'm aware when he comes out. I can tell you this is the middle child speaking. There's a time I'll speak and I was also raised in church. I can tell you this is a boy who was raised in church speaking. There's a time I will speak and I can tell you this is just the insecure child who was told they can't speak it.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah. Kuna concept moja ambayo nataka pia tuzungumzie.
Yeah.
The concept of people not knowing it where to place a man who is on a healing journey.
I told you all these things are relative to something. Let's go back home. Your father came home drunk. Yeah? Your father did to your mother the things he did. And your mother stayed. Your father has done what he's done. And your mother stayed. Or your mother left. By the way, shocking enough, do you know the biggest divorce rate right now? Not the biggest. A very high divorce rate right now in Appen. At what age?
What age?
60. Women in their 60s.
60?
Yes. And I decide, mimi, mungu, nimekaa na umwa na ume 40 years. I'm praying for God to give me 20 more years. I'm not going to spend these 20 years with this man.
Now I want to leave.
Now, Mbezi. We are in Mbezi right now. A lot of houses in Mbezi. That's why. Ukijenda angalie, ni mzee tu yupo. Mama kaondoka, kaenda sijui wapi mkoani huko, ka decide. Alienda kanua kashamba. So alikuwa akijijenga over time. Akanua kashamba for the family, akajenga kanyumba, akasema hiyo ni nyumba ya shambani. Akaanza kuweka kukukuku, sijui nini. Before you know it, I'm retired.
She's good, she's gone.
She's gone. And she tells you, no, Mimi, I'm not going to suffer with your dad anymore. Your dad now says anashindo, sasa and says, you know, we're supposed to start. But your mother is like, our mothers are like, no, I'm not going to go through this again. Why? So, we were talking about placing a healing man. So let's go back. What does this woman or man know? All they know is pain. Right? All they know is pain. How do you expect them? All they've known in their life is pain. That's all they've known their whole lives. And then there's this man who's trying to do it differently. They don't know how to relate to that man. Yeah? I'll give you an example. I have a friend who... Not have a friend. I know of a friend. An acquaintance. We were having a conversation, a random one day, and she was telling me the way she wants a man who spoils her. She has a child, and she was saying, me, I want a man who spoils me, who does 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, who, for me, a man is provision. And she manifested a lot of these things.
She had a list.
She had,
you and think she wants 3 or 4 different men.
So nikasikiliza hivi nikasema, hey, ili sata Yesu angetoka. Yesu mwenye angesema, hey, ata mimi, najua mimi ni mwana, yeah. Mimi ni mwana wa Mungu lakini,
this is too much.
Nita mimi nilipiga watu kwa kanisa.
Yeah.
Najua, yani, the person she was looking. She's justified. However, so I asked her, you have a child. We were having this conversation with another friend. Nikamwambia, do you know? This lady is looking for the wrong thing in a man. Which is what? She should be looking for a man who will accept her child like his own. That's a healed man. A healed man does not come with a statement here, healed. Ama nakwanga amepigwa hapa kinani. Ati wewe watu healed wapitie hapa tuwapige. No.
Don't be stumped.
No. That's a healed man who will decide this child is innocent. Because you're going to choose a man, for example, I'm talking this from the perspective of men, purely based on that example. I'm not saying, I know what is a girl online, what is a cuckoo troll, oh, you don't know men, men are dogs, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm just talking purely based on this context.
Yeah.
Uyu dada, unapata mwishowe, she'll probably find a person who will spoil her.
Yeah.
She will love him.
Yeah.
And then what? This person doesn't like your child, like your child. And then you're stressed because apendi mtoto wako. And then you guys get a child. And then mtoto wake anapendwa, mtoto wako apendwi. And then there's the issue of you guys fighting every day because the father of your first child is coming into the life of your child. And then it's a fight every single day. Yeah? But go and check. We looked for the wrong, as you mentioned, how do you, where to place a healed man? Because we don't know where to place a healed man, where we don't know where to place a healed woman, a healed person, what do? We normally look for very superficial. Someone who's probably healed or in a healing journey. Superficial things stop making sense. There's a lot of things that stop making sense that are very superficial. Like for him, for such kind of a man, you find simply because I'm not spending on you, on luxuries, doesn't mean I wouldn't take care of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it also comes from somewhere. Yani, you've been able to, unless you're coming to me to ask me for provision, cannot be the sign of for you to say you love me. This you must be providing for me or doing these things, and so we end up making these decisions in life. A lot of us. So when you're talking about placing this person, you also need to look at the societal context. What has the society told us for a very long time? And that's why I've given you the example of a friend of mine who's a lady.
Yeah.
You get, the society has not told us to look for a healed man or a healing man. They've told us vumilia. Tafuta mtu mpendane mvumiliane. Yeah? So how does a healing man appear? A healing man appears in very different ways. He will not, an example, a man, he will not react to your tantrums. Utaanza kutoa tantrums akuulize, what do you want to eat? Have a good night. Let's talk about this tomorrow. Ah, wewe hapana. Mimi nitaka vita. I don't know how to deal with something that doesn't have
work.
You get?
Yeah.
So there's also an element of the context. Where do you place this healing person? In the context, we've not been taught. Why? Because in our society, failure is punished.
Yes.
So where do you place this person who's failed and has decided to come out of this pit? What do? You label them to be a reject and they become rejects. And so what do? You decide that this person is a broken pot. But you never pay attention to that brokenness. What did it bring into this person?
Yeah.
What has this person decided to do with this brokenness? The issue is not being broken, is what have you decided to do with it?
I think okay, angalia, okay. First of all, we're gonna say, if there's one thing about you not water to need you and she, especially in Tanzania, I think water to need you go to therapy.
Definitely.
Ningesema kila mwanaume nchi.
We all need to heal from something.
Yeah, we all need to heal from something. Na ndio maana kuna wanaume ambao they don't have a relationship with their fathers now. Not because they don't want to.
Yeah.
It's simply because, like you say, they do not know how to relate. Now, because that is what they know, they also, they say we don't like that. we wish to go in a relationship with our fathers, but then again, they're also raising their kids the same way they how they were raised.
They don't know better.
Because, well, yes. In God's excuse, I'm saying it's not an excuse, especially a couple of urban settings. There's so
Mike,
much
have
you, can
you
learn.
Tried? Mike. Wow.
Am I being naive right now?
Very.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, have you ever tried kunywa chai bila sukari? Do you take sugar?
I do.
Have you tried drinking tea without sugar?
Yeah.
How did it taste?
I didn't like it.
Thank you. That is how difficult it is for that person to work on themselves, to change and do different.
But we gotta do
it's
the work,
that,
though.
It's that difficult.
I'm not saying it's easy. I will never say it's easy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying right now, tuko katika setting ambayo kuna options. Like, there's so many options now compared to how
all
it
I'm
was
saying
then.
It's not obvious. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not obvious. What we do is we normally think it's very outright. It's very obvious. I had to go through a lot of pain. This is actually, for me, this is actually what made me change it.
Mm-hmm.
Is when I told myself, Leslie, it ends with you and it starts with you.
Yeah.
Whatever my dad has passed to me ends here. Whatever I want my children to have starts here.
So you had to break that cycle.
I said I'm going to break the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Mike is not easy to break a cycle. Mike is not easy to break a cycle. Actually, some of the biggest messes I've made is during the breaking of that cycle. Is when I was aware. Is when I was very aware of that cycle. How difficult it is not to eat chips. Ask yourself. That's how difficult it is. Ukiusikia chips, everything... Remember, your body does not work. Your neurons don't want to fire differently. There's a way they've been firing. They want to fire like that. So what happens? It forces you to fire a certain way. So that's why it's very difficult for this person. And so what becomes is this person finds it easier to go drink so that they can forget.
Distractions. Yeah.
Distract themselves or go to work. At work, they are really respected. They don't have to work on that side of themselves. You get? And that's why they go there. Why do you find a lot of people... When we talk about progress, when you talk about, you've mentioned placing the healing man, the healing person, it's because we were not taught. From when we were small, failure was punished. You don't know what to do with failure. You don't know how to tell someone, pick up your rags, let's go. Yeah, we don't know how to. And no wonder whenever you failed in life completely, where do you run? To your mother. Because when you're small, every time you fell, you ran calling your mom or the primary parent.
Mm.
Right? When you say your mother, I mean the primary parent. Because mostly mothers are the primary parents. So we found ourselves in a position whereby now, as men, it's a crossroad. We have kids that we have to raise, and we have to raise differently. We have women who are very empowered. Yeah? I have a friend who I regard her to have a very high EQ.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I told her, you know, you don't need a man who is rich. You need a man who has a higher EQ, like you. You can make any man rich. I don't think she understood what I said. But why? She would want a rich man.
Yeah.
But I'm telling her, for you to...
But that because the society's placement, Nikwamba...
Yes.
For you to be... You need...
The society doesn't care. Mike, that's one thing you need to... I learned that the hard way.
Mm.
The society just wants you to come and put a good picture here. The society doesn't care what you struggle with at home. The society doesn't care what you struggle with at home. The society just wants you to put a good picture. And that's what you find. Also, an example is when you are choosing a spouse. How do you choose a spouse? What has the society told you about choosing a spouse? The society has told you, an example, very random example. This watch is a gift. It's a Tissot. I will not talk about the cost or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fake. my phone. You have an iPhone 15.
Why are you putting it out there?
It's true.
Kwa noni dai jamani, please. It's kuna story ya mimi kuipata hii simu, I gotta say. Kuna story.
Mabe ni sponsorship.
Sio kwamba nilitoka nikaenda kuinua, kuna watu wananidai. Leslie, what is wrong with you?
So, when you come and look at such things, mm-hmm. they're very superficial. I'll tell you the story about my watch.
Yeah.
It's a gift. So is every other watch in my docket of watches. Mm-hmm. I don't have a single watch I've bought for myself. They are gifts. I've bought in my docket of colognes, I've only bought like two. Mm-hmm. All the others were gifts. Right? But you're going to judge me based on how I smell.
Of course.
Based on what I wear.
Of course.
Most of my shirts are shirts za kiofisi. Are bespoke. Ilienda, zikashonwa. Very good quality shirts. When you see that, you will wonder. You'll think, that's how you... But you don't know the story.
Mm.
So what's the story? Why do I have all my shirts in a shonwa? Because I have wide shoulders. Kupata shati ambayo itantoshea. So ni shida. So unless you chukue shati, alafu wende wanasemanga.
So context. In this context matters.
Yes. The context is very important.
Mm-hmm.
The watch was a gift. Why? Because my brother, every 5 years, he gives me a watch. I'm just saying this specific one.
Mm.
And after 5 years, I have to give him back the same watch. After every 5 years, I have to give him back the same watch. He gives me another watch. He upgrades me. So, tulienda nilianza na sijui, nilianza na, itoje, the Edifice, nikaenda Titan. Sasa tumefika kwa, so that tells you how many years of being given a watch.
About
15. 10 years. I'm on the 10th year.
You're on the 10th year. You're on the 10th year.
Now, from last year, but one, from 2021, I started, from 2021, I started the 5th year of this watch.
Oh, wow.
That after every 5 years, I have to give him back this watch for him to give me a new one. So you've decided that I have a lot of money to spend the amount of money I've spent on the watch.
Yeah.
Then you get to the house and you discover, kumbe hizi vitu ni screensaver. You get. However, there are other things you could have used to judge me as a person, which was, how do you tell someone who is on that journey? One, it comes with a EQ, with a way improved EQ, someone who's able to handle their emotions. They know where their emotions are coming from. Number two, it comes with, how does this person treat people who cannot pay them back? How do you treat Amlinzi?
It tells a lot about you.
Let's have a lot about you. How do you treat your dada? How do you treat your the muhudumu, the waiter? Tells me a lot about you. Do the waiter see you going to Jackie's and they're happy? Or do they see you and everyone die want to serve you? Or do they fight for them to come and serve you? When you want to tell again how these people, they react with these people, akiingia sehemu, unapata, probably mhudumu anamfanyia tu, anamwambia, chakula chake kinakuja. That's the kind of relationship they have with them, akiwa pale. How, but what are you going to use to decide who the kind of person that I am? So even placing that person in the society doesn't really, the society has not taught us to place that person anywhere.
Yeah.
Has taught us, look for these specific things, they will tell you what kind of a person that person is.
Which makes me wonder now, is there like the biggest struggle with men to fit in as men? Do we struggle to fit in? Because tukirudi katika context uliongea mwanzo kwamba like the example you used with your friend, alisema kwamba bwana, I'm looking for a rich man, now I want 2-3 because that was serious akambi, lakini wanaume vitu tunavyoambiana siku ile kwamba tafuta hela,
yes,
we not atuambiani nenda therapy. Hatuambiani go fix your relationship with your mother, your father. Mostly relationship na mother ziko poa.
With that.
Mostly.
Yes.
But we are not telling Leslie, go fix the relationship with your dad. Hatuambi, you know what? we need to see you getting along better with your, with the mother of your kids or with your wife. We're not telling each other, go improve on your, on jinsi ya kuwa baba. Ishu peke tunambia nini? Pigela, no, pigela atakuheshimu. So, as a result, tumeenda kuequate kwamba success ya mwana, and don't get me wrong, money is important. I would never say kwamba usitafute hela, but when you move,
yeah,
mambo yaende na uishi na uwe comfortable, you do need money. But
money ni oil.
Money ni oil, yes.
Ukimwaga kwenye nani na
yeah,
friction na
so, but it cannot be the only thing that drives you. It cannot be the only thing that drives you. And sadly, most of us took a driven na hayo mambo, right? Sadly, kutokana na nilia maisha ilivyo na ndio maana nikasema hata sisi kama wanaume tukiombiana huko tunaambiana bwana wewe tafuta hela tu, anything else vita fall into the place. Because of that, we don't even give each other room ya ku improve kama human beings. Na what you said earlier ni kwamba growing up especially in Africa sisi ambao tumekulia Tanzania, sijui Kenya, sijui wapi, ambao kuna a lot of similarities, tunajua the baggage that comes with that, you know. Now especially ukitoa mfano unasema kwamba our grandparents didn't know any better, and then they were very angry kutokana our grandparents walipambania uhuru labda, most of them, right? Kwa hiyo walikuwa really at the thick of things, and then our fathers ndio kidogo kaanza kuwa beneficiaries maybe. Na some of us maybe baba zetu walizaliwa hata kabla, kwa mfano labda context yangu, labda Tanzania bado haijapata uhuru. Kwa hiyo hata yeye he's seen a little bit of, you know what I mean, but ndio akaja akapata benefit. And then nakuja kuwa mimi ambaye literally sasa nimekuwa katika hizi benefits za kuona mazingira, yani nimekuwa beneficiary wa the struggles ambazo
yeah,
wale wazee kule walipitia. Now tukirudi katika hiyo context nilizungumza mwanzo kwamba mfano wa rafiki yako kwa sababu I'm looking for this kind of man, that I'm looking for a rich man and nini, it becomes kwamba kwa wanaume tulio wengi that is become the only thing that we know, because and then tunasema kitu pekee kinachofanya kwa mwanaume ni nini? Kuwa na pesa.
Remember context, pivoting from somewhere. Because your dad had money, you know your dad was a civil servant, and you went to international school.
Clearly there's a mismatch.
There's a problem somewhere. Na mko na akwa mkulima. Akwa na biashara. Besides that, you know, deep down you know.
Kama mzee alikuwa anapiga hela.
Somewhere, probably. Probably. Pengine babako pengine alipata very big inheritance, but probably there's a very high chance. So you as a person, you saw what your dad got away with because of money. You've seen what your family has gotten away with, your uncles, other men around there. So in your life, you know, money. Remember, our association with money is really facilitation, is to help us get away with a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
Money becomes insurance to get away from things. Yeah.
Money inaondoa need ya accountability.
Thank you. I've never looked at it that way, but yes. Yes.
Now the reason tunatafuta sana hela ili tuwe na excuse ya kutokuwa accountable.
Very true. Very true. So when you speak about it that way, you also realize, Ebu, look at how much people have gotten away with. I'll tell you, for example, my mom died on a surgical table. Not a surgical table. My mom died because of negligence. Her surgery was a very minor surgery, but she died because of negligence. There's a very high likelihood of me getting angry at that nurse. And for a very long time, I was angry because the nurses messed up. I will not talk much about it. Then, Juzi, I just asked myself, because my grandmom was a nurse as well. And I asked myself, what if, because someone somewhere, I want to show you the ripple effect of why men go for money. And we think money is respect. And the consequence of these things, right? Because of that, we might easily get angry at this nurse, right? But probably this nurse did that because alikuwa anamuguza mamake, right? Ama mtu wake, and they've had to work very long shifts, right? Because someone on top of her has decided to steal money or to divert money that would have gone to adding more resource, giving her a better working condition. You get? Someone has diverted the money. So this nurse is working under very tough conditions.
Ripple effect.
Ripple effect. You see the ripple effect? So that person has gone home without any consequences. Their child has probably gone to an international school. They have amassed wealth. But again, you ask yourself, Mike, if you're not going to do farming, why do you need 100 acres? We say for our future generations. Why do you need 1,000 acres? We say for our future generations. Sawa. You're not utilizing it. But most of these things are for us to tell ourselves. It's so that we can have the comfort that when something happens, we have an out. And wanaume tunambiananga hela because we have seen what money can do.
Without a doubt, yeah.
What money can do. But one thing we never do is, I tell guys now, is a lot of us don't invest in our future, in our conscience. Sorry. There's something like investing in your conscience. And this is what it means. Mike, when you get old, all you're going to be left with is yourself. Yeah? Let's go back to our dads. They are old. Amekatazwa pombe. So the one place he used to go to forget and to find importance is no longer there. Because he can't drink alcohol. Akona pressure. Ama diabetes. Right? Other diseases. His prostate is on watch. Right? So he has to... Even his food, right now, is napikwa bila mafuta. It's boiled most of the time, right? So let's look at our dads from that perspective. Everything that gave them importance is not there. This person is left with his thoughts. But what are those thoughts telling you? And a lot of us don't take the time to invest in our conscience.
Because it's hard, Leslie. It's hard. I think it goes back to what we said. By the way, it is the right thing. We should. And I'm glad we're having this talk, Babu. I hope a lot of men tukaanza kukaa na kwenda kujiangalia. And that's why I liked what you said earlier, healing men. Because Babu, you cannot say you're in the process of healing if uweze kuunpack your vitu na kuweza kujiambia. You cannot say. And us having this difficult conversation na kwa part is the essence of it all, right? Is the essence ya wewe kusema kwa kweli nikiwa kwenye gari sitaki kufikiria kuhusiana parenting because I hate my dad. Or at least I hate how he raised me. But do you know how weird kuna kuambia watu kwamba I hate my dad? Do you know how weird to even think, to even have a thought of saying, you know what? Kama mwanaume namchukia babangu na namna babangu alivyonilea.
But you know,
but so because we cannot do that, ndo tunatafuta nini? Distraction is nyingine. Yes. Ndio maana if you can afford uko kwenye gari utawaza muziki. Kama you can afford upo kwenye daladala, you have your headphones on. Kama you like you do every other thing, there's so many distractions.
You will be on TikTok just before.
Utakuwa kwenye TikTok because you
the first
know.
Thing when you wake up in the morning, you want to check your, you want that dopamine.
Yes, you want that dopamine because it serves you. It serves you. It helps you. It's an escape. Kutokana na ukweli kwamba yani sidhani kama. Look, you know, I'm a big Jay-Z fan.
Yeah.
he released his last album. It's called 444, right? Which was a very personal album for him.
Nilio katalikuwa shacha wamepigana.
Baada ya shapigana na shemeji yake.
Shemeji,
nini na nini. And that's when he realized he cheated on his wife and nini na nini. So, kuna wimbo naitwa Kill Jay-Z.
Yeah.
So, essence ya ule wimbo ni kwamba he's talking about this bravado guy ambaye mnamjua, tumwache huyo, let's talk about what I feel
yeah.
as a rapper, right? And then there's a line and I say, you cannot heal what you don't reveal. You cannot heal what you don't reveal. I don't know if what you can reveal, whatever. But the concept is, if you cannot reveal what you're feeling, then you cannot heal.
There's something called freedom in shame.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Juicy, we saw a tape of a certain lady. I will not talk about her, in Tanzania. And it was... they were not very good. It was not a very good video. You know what I'm talking about. And she got out and she said, who doesn't have... And she told people, go online and check. Nimeharibu maneno huko. I looked at her and I said, this is what freedom looks like.
Yeah.
This is freedom. It doesn't... you can call it being I don't care. We can call it whatever we call it. That is freedom. She's going to do things on her own terms. Yeah? That's why I say freedom in shame.
Yeah.
Where if you're not ready to be ashamed, if you're not ready for your dirty linen to be put out there, and for you to come out and say, as a man, I accept this were my dirty, this was me at that particular moment. These were the things I agreed to. These were the things I knew. I'm a better man now. But yes, that is me. That thing cannot shame you anymore. There's a time in my life people said a lot of things.
About you.
About me.
Yeah.
Just like, it's cool. So this is what I told myself. I told myself, if it's true, come on, you quickly, I'm going to work on them. If they're false, they're false. Time will prove that they're false. Right? Right now, no one remembers. A lot of people as well, Mike, I'll mention this. They don't want to deal with themselves. So what do? There's freedom in association.
Yeah.
Even Mike is having problems in his marriage. Zombie.
We are happy.
Yeah?
Very true. I'm not the only one.
I'm not the only
one. So we all go through this shit together. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. We are very happy.
The sense of belonging, though.
Sense of belonging.
Even on dumb stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
However, it could have been very easy. One thing people never ask themselves is the ripple effect. Me, Mike, have come to look at the ripple effect because these things have affected me. You know you are inclined towards people who believe the same things.
Yeah.
Go and check. You and your friends are going through the same things.
You always say that.
Yes.
You
go and check.
Always say
you
that.
Guys are going through the same things. What a feature, but there's a probability you're going through the same things. Or you've gone through the same things. That's what brought you guys together. So, are you guys having a conversation? So, go and check. Within several years, Mike, if you are here, my child, will be looking at your marriage. And if my child, every marriage around me is broken.
You have big chances of your child getting to a broken marriage.
Let's start speaking about LGBTQ.
Yeah.
This is now where they start coming in. Because if every marriage is broken, if people are saying women are the problem, let me get inclined towards, or men are the problem. Yeah? It means my gender is the okay gender. I don't want to get into that. And I know it brings a whole lot of controversy. But if that is what surrounds you, that is what your children will feed. Remember, Mike, you're a sponge. You observe. You're ground. When you don't go. Ile maji ambayo imemwagwa pale, kama ni maji ambayo yako na, naitwaje hii, yako na radioactive material, that is what you will give out. You'll give out radioactive watermelons. The seeds, the fruits will be radioactive. The people you surround yourself with. So we have a lot of pleasure, a lot of us, because of that association. One thing we never look at is the long run. What is my child? These are the people who my child is going to be looking at. Yeah? An example, I was also having this conversation with one of my friends, and I was telling them, one thing I've come to learn, Mike, empower the people around you.
It's true.
I told you I have a whole set of production. I do. But half of the equipment there was given for free by a friend of mine, by the Rogers.
Shout out to Rogers, man.
He's a brother. Rogers has given me half of those things for free. And he told me this. So, if Rogers comes to Tanzania to come and shoot, he has equipment to use for free. He's invested in a future.
Yeah.
So whenever probably he's coming to do a job, he knows he will leave Kenya without anything. Atatoka tu na bag yake.
Na passport.
Anakuja anasema equipment ziko wapi ndio hizi anachukua aenda anafanya shoot. I will not charge him a single cent. We don't think about such things. So tomorrow, right now, go and check. We've gotten into the age right now where our parents, sasa we've gotten to that age sasa mama zetu anaweza kuja kwa nyumba zetu more because unaenda hospitali,
yeah,
kutibiwa. Now we've started understanding why our grandmothers
walikuwa tumekaa nao sana.
Now you understand.
Yeah.
Bibi anaumwa.
Yeah.
Toka kupeleka bibi hospitali.
Yeah.
Now we understand that, right? Because now we are that age. If you've never not empowered your friends, the people around you, if everyone, I'm sorry to have this conversation, if everyone you gave a job gave you something, or is because they're going to give you something. You've not empowered. For example, your friend is able. This one goes back to businesses. Mike, wewe leo unauza kitu fulani. Nime decide kuenda kuinunua kwa mtu fulani. Alafu when I come to buy it from you, I come and negotiate to death.
Mm.
Wewe ndo sikulipi on time.
Mm.
You get?
Mm.
And tomorrow, I need assistance because my mother is in hospital. He's in ICU and the bill is accumulating. Where are you supposed to get the money? Yeah, and that's what Skengoto was saying too. Even my friends were linikimbia, awakukimbia. You never empowered your friends. You get the people you empower will stay there with you. They will feel like they owe you. Yeah.
Again, another line from Jay-Z from the first album Reasonable Doubt. Alisema, if your crew is rich, nobody will fall because you'll be each other's clutches. You know how the crutches work.
Yes.
They support each other.
Yes.
And it takes a village. It takes a village. This is where you gotta move as a community. You gotta move as a society. You gotta move together. And this is why the essence, even, and I think the context, Steve, back to the context, what you're saying is, even in that, when it comes to the conversation at Kuhil, we should also be able to move together. And we should not be out here celebrating each other's misery.
That's a very difficult conversation. I've tried having it with my male friends.
You've tried to have it with your?
Some of my male friends.
But this is why we're actually having the podcast. This is why we're having this podcast. But because what is the point of us sitting here and talking about it? Because, Leslie, you got to understand, some people do not even know that there's this process.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some people do not even know. And if you do not know, then why?
Yeah.
How? I'm sure you have these kind of friends. I'm more kumuizu, I'm to VP. And I always bring it back to this example, Kwamba. VP, how's the relationship with your dad? I'm like, hey, it's cool. I was talking to somebody and niambia kuna mtu anamjua anafanya kazi na baba yake. The only thing they speak about is the business. There's no another thing to speak about. The only thing they speak about is the business about afanya wote. There's nothing else, no relationship, no nothing. Now, imagine this person, chances are he might end up being exactly the same. It's not always, but chances are, okay, so this is how.
But what probably will happen is that it will be a very uphill task. He has to unlearn and relearn.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example of unlearning and relearning. Mike, unlearning is more difficult than relearning.
I agree.
Example number one is the guitar. I play the guitar.
Yeah.
And from the time I started playing, oh, I hold that thing wrongly. So I cannot play chords. They're called bars. I can't play bars because my holding of the guitar is so across. I hold it. I'm supposed to hold it like this, but I hold it like this. So even how I do my bars, I can't do bars. I struggle with bars. You can have a D minor 7, but in a bar, I can't. I struggle. I tried learning that thing. Yo.
It's hard.
I was like, no, join me. Itakuwa nacheza tu hizi chords. Hizi rahisi, hizi, hizo ngumu.
And umetoa mfano, it's a very practical example for unlearning. Now imagine unlearning the fact kwamba all your life you've been told mwanaume ali, mwanaume kaza, mwanaume uko hivi, mwanaume kichwa cha familia, mwanaume tell. All of a sudden, me and Leslie, we're out here talking about, no, as a man, maybe somehow that wasn't right. You need to be in tune with yourself a little bit more. Lazima ujigundue wewe ni nani. Learn to spend a little bit of time on your own. Try to figure out why you do the things that you do. Why are you in a vicious cycle? Like, you cannot get out of, whether it's ulevi, whether it's uzinzi, whether it's a financial problem, you know. Usually there's something there. So if you cannot get out of that, manake, you need to be able to question yourself na kujiuliza nini. That would require you ukae, ujichunguze, uadmit kwamba I probably means the same. So now, after understanding that, it becomes how do you unlearn that? And then how do you relearn you? It's a tough process.
Boss, it is so, that's what I've told you, there's nothing like a healed man. Yeah. It's a healing man.
I agree.
Because you have to remind yourself every day that I need this. Remember, when you heal, you now have a clutch. You're not limping. It's you every day remembering to carry this clutch to walk with.
Yeah.
You have first of all to learn how to walk with this clutch. Ama nizile prosthetic arms.
Yeah.
Zile feet.
Yeah.
First of all, I have to learn how not to use a wheelchair because I've used a wheelchair for such a long time. I have to learn how to walk with legs if I was born with legs and then learn how to walk with prosthetics, which is a totally different thing.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of us, that process of learning and unlearning, unlearning is difficult.
It is.
Unlearning is difficult. I'll give you an example of unlearning, of a healing man being a process. So, I left home when I was 24. So, leaving home when I was 24 years, later, when I got married, my partner, whenever we went home, there was a lot of friction. And I gave myself very many answers over the years. Imagine last week is when I, 2 weeks back is when I got the real answer.
How many years after this?
Several.
More than 10 years, you'd say?
Almost 10.
Almost 10. That's when you got the answer.
Yeah.
10 like years.
7 later. Years later.
7 years later.
Yeah, is when I've gotten the answer of why there was a fight at that particular moment. And I was driving and I was like, whatever. You know that video of that guy? That me?
Had I known.
It was, but remember, no matter how much therapy I did then, not probably therapy, no matter how much work I'd done on myself then, or even after it, I would not have come to this realization. Remember, there are other things that have happened in my life that have fueled me coming up with this realization now. That's what I'm saying, it's a healing process. It's not, you're not healed, it's a healing process. Because the other things that are coming that are making you going to unearth things and finding the reason. This is the reason why we used to fight. The boy who went home, no matter how much older, because we met when I was 27. It's always, even till today, ule mtu ambaye anaenda nyumbani is a 24-year-old boy. Because the last experience I have of home
was when 24. You were four,
No wonder your father alikuwa anaenda mkoani, anavaa gambuts. Your father in the city and your father in the village were two different men.
Yeah.
In the village he went anakunywa mbege. Your mother in the village alikuwa picking a gas, hata kama kuna gas, anataka kupika na kuni. Right? The three stones. the person who goes back, so it is the 24-year-old boy who always went back. She did not meet the 24-year-old boy. In that context, she's met the 27. So me, when I go back home, what do I want to go back home and do? I want to go back home and do the things I did at 24. Yokati, I didn't have money. You know, Joa,
yeah.
I didn't have money.
Yeah.
So my experience are normally the mamantilies. Those are the things I miss.
Yeah.
I miss kwenda kwa mamantilie, nikuleo chakula yake.
Yeah.
There's a guy called Njoro, nikunywa chai.
Yeah.
I miss going to do where and doing what.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a certain restaurant that I used to eat frequent. That whenever I go there, I always have to go to that restaurant and eat. It's my default. Whenever I'm there, it's my default restaurant. Because by the time I was leaving, it was the default restaurant. Right? But this person, whenever we went home, whenever we went, I went back home, them, they were going abroad.
On vacation.
Yes, they are from home.
Where you are going back home?
Yeah.
Two different worlds, two different perspectives.
Two different worlds, two different expectations.
Yeah, 100%.
2 weeks ago that I got that, I was like...
Had you known that then, you could have avoided a lot of this.
How would I have known that, Mike?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I probably a lot of friction.
By the way, that's a very good perspective that you've given that a lot of people don't understand. You see, when you have fights and you don't know why you have fights,
yes,
there's usually something, and then there's usually that a clear misunderstanding or something unspoken of that you don't even know. Like in usually waga kuna kitu kipo, and this is a very good example, you know. Mimi nikienda nyumbani, I'm going to my mom. Mama anajua ni huyu my contact tume hivi atakimbia hivi atafanya hivi. So but maybe for my wife akija nyumbani, for instance, anasema mimi nakuja ukweni. Kwa hiyo kuna expectation nazo labda kuhusu mimi. So it's about me knowing kwamba
when
okay,
you are at home, your mother sends you like a young boy. Michael, uko. You come from whenever you are coming from.
Yeah.
Nipe hii remote.
Yeah.
That is the person you are to your mom.
Yeah.
But in your house, you're the head of the house.
Yeah, you're the head of the house. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where better? Yeah. Even water. I found you guys for 3 hours.
But
in your mother's house, your mother, you sit down and you're... And in the process of learning and unlearning, that's why there's no healed. It's healing. It's learning some of these things, and they also come in later.
Yeah.
So even fights, right now I've known how to fight very differently. Remember the middle child, I was raised as a middle child. So being raised as a middle child,
you gotta fight you, you gotta fight Chin.
Mimi, I was prepared to fight this side and this side all the time. I'm fighting with someone older than me and I'm fighting with someone younger than me. Come.
Yeah.
And I'll use the sasa ni Chin ni change energies. Ni Chin ni change modes.
Yeah.
The same mode I used to fight my elder sister, the elder ones, is the same energy I would use to fight the younger one.
Yep.
Yeah? So what did I learn later? Unlearning and learning. A lot of times that person comes out and I want to accuse. I want to point fingers and say, you now, I came to learn right now. That person is not that person that you say.
Yeah.
Right now my conversations will be, when you did X, Y, Z, it made me feel
ABC.
ABC. And the fact that they've done X, Y, Z has not made them animals. Has not made, they are not defined by that. That's not them.
Yeah.
That's key right there, Leslie.
That's key. And I think this is something that people need to understand, what Leslie said is, in terms of, and this comes with healing, right?
Yeah.
When you get to the point where you understand that people are not defined by their actions, right? Nandewana, ata mimi mara nyingi wagana, I try to look at the intention, like what was the intent? Probably mtu alikuwa jaribu communicate kitu, lakini ameshindwa communicate vizuri, kwa hiyo ametumia a certain mode ambayo inezisiwe nzuri. So I try to look at the intent. And also, in case of relationships, right? It would be more like, oh, this is a good person. She's not a bad person. So you, that context comes hypo. So it's more about how do we move from here, you know? Now that's what you, the man of Vongia Kwamba, it's not about, you did this. It's more, no. When this happened, it made me feel ta. So how do we move from there?
So the person comes and tells you, probably gives you the context,
yeah,
and tells you,
oh no, that was not the intention.
Oh my goodness.
That's what you thought?
That's what, I'm so sorry. Because where an example is, when I speak to my friends, they normally say sometimes, Leslie, unongenga kwa ukali. Mike, there's no inch of ukali in me.
Yeah.
None. I'm the least angry person you can ever meet. Least. I can tell you the number of times I've gotten angry over anything. I can count my whole life.
Mm.
And I can tell you why.
Mm.
They made me angry. I'm the least angry human being you can ever
meet. So when people tell you, like, unaongea kwa ukali, you're like, guys, how?
But I came to realize it's just that contexts are different.
Yeah.
The context, I'm a middle child. I had to shout to be heard.
You had to fight for everything.
I had to fight for everything.
Attention.
To get the things. Attention. To get things. I was always the last.
Because
the last one anapewa asilie. The first one anapewa. Because ni any example.
Mkubwa. Na especially kwa Facebook ambaye amenyoka.
Amenyoka. Any example anapewa kwanza. Maybe. Yani, I was
and that's why also middle child wengi wanakuwa rebels sometimes.
And middle child is also very independent.
Yes. Very independent.
It's not a rebel. Mm. They've just learned how to be very independent.
Yeah.
How to fight for themselves.
How to
and fight. That's. So I normally know when the middle child comes out. And now I'm like, this is now the middle child coming out. And I have a totally different relationship with that issue.
Leslie, we've been talking for an hour and a half. I love this talk. And I hope we can do... I would love to have this talk with Princely and, you know, with Ruben.
Yeah,
it would be really nice. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen because... I have a couple of friends, guys, who are actually really, really in tune with themselves and they're really, really working on the process of healing and they're discovering things about themselves. There's one day I was talking to Princely and he said something that really, really stuck with me. And I remember, Michael, there was a moment above I thought I've got it all and like I nothing will shake me. And then kuna situation moja it happened, it can impact character development that made me think like, yeah, bro, you still gotta do some work. And it happens. Sometimes you might feel like, you know what, I'm good now. And this is why I love what Leslie said, that like it's healing because it's a process. You might actually think, oh, but you're really, really good. You've got it all. And something happens. It shakes you up. It, in a funny question, your core values, who you are. In answer, could you say, who you calling me, Mimi? And that shows, Kwamba, there's still some things that we need to learn. There's still things that we need to unpack. And healing is a process, and I think every man should get on that journey.
Please tell them that healing is not...
You can tell them. The camera is not there looking at you. Please.
I'm very poor at being in front of the camera. I think it's natural when I...
Yeah.
You don't wake up one morning and you're healed. No. It's a process and it's a painful one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a painful one. Because you are unearthing a lot of things and a lot of hurt. Yeah.
Maumivu.
Maumivu. Uya toe, uya tengeneze. An example is, I told you, for me, a lot of bad experiences I had before my healing, like if I went to a place, if I came here and we fought with my partner, I'll come back here and build a new memory. I don't want the memory of this place to be that fight. I want it to be a different memory. For me to even get there, it takes for me to come, to remember it, to go through it, to face it, to accept that it hurt me, right? And then coming to dealing with it. People should know it's a process. It's a difficult one. It's like I was telling you the kind of things I do right now.
Yeah.
I started out as an animator, as a creative. I don't do a lot of creative right now. I do a lot of it, but differently.
Yeah.
Yeah? But the person who interacted with me when I was 24 still thinks of me as a designer.
I look at you now.
But when you speak to someone else that I work with today, they'll tell you, we know him as 1, 2, 3. Yeah? Also, in your healing process and realizing and emotional EQ, and you guys are facing that and emotional stability, There are people who will never stop relating with you from the person that you are.
And it's okay.
And it's okay. I don't mind when someone tells me, gee, I was 1, 2, 3, or I am. It's fine. That's who you are. You also have your own struggles. Mm. Go face them. I know you have your own demons. But when all is said and done, I will not go to the grave with you. When I'm in my sick bed, I will not be in my sick bed with you. It will be me and my thoughts. Mm-hmm. And the few people that love me. Mm-hmm. Right? So it is important for people to understand. I'm not an expert in this. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. It's a process. It's a difficult process. It's a hard process. And you will fall. You'll pick it up again. The other day I went to hospital. I've been dieting. I've been eating 1 meal a day. Like 1 meal. I've been taking walks, 7 kilometer walks every single day. And I go and my weight has increased by 3 kgs. Mm-hmm. Ah, for 2 days, kwanza nikasema chips my eye. Weka my eye in talipa.
Yeah.
Mishikaki mbili mbili. Nundu. Nundu ya mafuta. Kwanza?
Yeah.
Inatia kwa na mafuta on the side. Yeah. Ni deep kwa mafuta.
Yeah.
And I was very conscious that for these 2 days, it just feels very discouraging that I have been doing all this.
Yeah.
But the best thing is that now it's a habit. I have to go for a walk. It's a habit.
Yeah.
My stomach cannot stand an extra meal.
Mm.
I can only have probably just 1 meal in a day. Yeah. You get.
Which in the long run, it's healthy.
It's going to be healthy in the long run. Yeah. But I'm looking for results in 3 months, yes. in 4 months. I'm not going to get the results.
Yes.
But that's one thing people should understand.
Yes.
It's a long process.
Yes.
Men should understand that it's a long process. It's a painful, painful painful process.
But the results are totally worth it.
And the results, how does Yona, they are compounding results.
Yes.
You will not wake up one morning and say, kwa mwosho moja kama omo. We're not promoting omo here. Nimengara kwa mwosho moja. And no, it's gonna be soaking this time, a stain gets out. Look at it like this.
Yeah.
Ume soak, sorry, look at it like this. It's like you've soaked guo that has a lot of stains, right? So what happens is tomorrow, uki soak tena, some element of that stain comes off.
Yeah.
If you soak it again, some other elements comes off.
Mm.
If you soak it again, some other elements come off.
Mm.
So it's gonna be a long process and it's gonna be a painful one. But the cumulative results are awesome.
Amazing. I couldn't have said it any better. I mean, and this is the essence of us having this kind of conversation. Kwa sababu, what's the point ya wanaume kuweza kukaa, tunafahamiana na tunajua kuna watu ambao wana knowledge about this kind of idea and then we don't share it, right? This is the essence of, or the core part of us starting this kind of podcast is, you know, to help each other, to build each other up. Now, to have conversations that we really, really, really need, but we don't get to have them. So this is the room for that. Remember, come on, there's something else ambacho nataka tukizungumzie, ambacho either hatuja kizungumzie bado, au nataka tukizungumzie kwa details zaidi, au there's a topic ambacho nataka unataka tu address kwenye platform yetu, tuandikie kwenye @men the podcast on Twitter, @men the podcast on Instagram, @men the podcast on Facebook as well. Put it on comments kwenye Instagram, tupe comments kwenye YouTube. You know, we're always reading them. So kama kuna room na kuna issue mota kuzungumzia zaidi, please, please, please just let us know. Usually tunakuwa na Nadia, but she couldn't make it today. She's our resident psychologist. You know, check her out kwenye Mind Matters TD on Twitter and Mind Matters TD on Instagram as well. Leslie, my guy, this has been a good one. Thank you for having us, for having, you know, for you being here, but also thank you for your honesty. Thank you for the conversations. And I always say, kwamba, probably you might not get to see the value of it, but we get a lot of feedback when we do these kind of things. Now, one of the things we always get is people saying, thank you, I needed that. Na mimi nasema, whenever I hear a thank you, kwamba conversation when you may say DM to, it gives me another reason to wake up on a Saturday to get these guys here to get to recording for us to put that content out, because it's at the end of the day, it's valuable.
This is therapy, man.
Yeah, it is therapy.
Therapy for some people. Yeah. Some people cannot afford therapy.
It's free. All you gotta do ni bando tu.
This is yeah, that this good. Is it for them.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for having such a conversation on behalf of other people. By the way, I'm very camera shy.
Yeah.
You know me.
For the push you've been giving us.
I'm in excellency.
So the plan was for us to do this, but you not to be part of it?
Yes, that was my plan.
Your meme career is taking off now.
And you see, I'm not camera shy. I love being on the other side.
On the other side.
I don't like being the center of attention.
I get it. I work as a creative and I 100% understand.
So
it. You love being behind the scene and making things come to
places,
life.
Yeah. Yes. However, the only reason I usually come for this is because whenever you call, I come. Go and check. Always. I've not appeared on very many things.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But you've always picked my call.
I've always picked your call and I've always come. This is the reason why I've always done it. It's because there's no shame in being broken.
At all.
No. There's no shame in being broken. And I want men to understand that. There's no shame in being broken. What does that broken do for you? Is what is important. I tell people, I normally fall. Meaning, when calamities hit me in life, I already know I'm bottom. Sit and like kujichimbia. I will not get into drinking alcohol, into women. I will not do those things that people normally say. No, I know I'm already at the bottom. I know this is the bottom. I need to climb out.
Yeah.
Because if I continue digging deeper, it's gonna take me way longer to get out of that hole. It's already in a deep hole.
You're already at air. Yeah.
So the only reason I normally come, one of the main reasons I normally come is because of that, is the fact that someone else will see this and I hope they feel the courage. If I've had the courage to come and face the camera and be out there and have my face out there, I hope they get the courage to go and sit beside opposite side of a therapist and get, because once they heal as men, the society heals.
Yeah.
When a man heals, the society heals.
It's true. It's true.
Right?
It's true.
Because when a man heals, they will treat the women better.
They'll treat their kids better.
They'll treat their kids better. We'll have a way better society.
Yeah.
The child will know it's not all about money.
Yeah.
There are other things in life.
Yeah.
Unajua? Yeah. And the child ends up get a very holistic child. I tell people, as a woman, there are two things you can... Well, the most important thing you can give your child as a woman is a good father.
It's true.
And what you're doing, because that's one thing you have a choice over.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice whether it's going to be a girl or a boy.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice whether they're not going to have disabilities or not. You have some choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But kuna
something you're in control of, 100% over
is the father of that child. Unless there's something that has happened, you know. But you have control over the father of that child. So it's important for you when you do something like this. You're dealing with the fathers that these women are going to look for. Meaning the kids are going to have way better fathers.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thanks, man.
Guys, my name is Michael Baruti. Another episode was done. Till next time, peace.
Men, 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 the podcast.